Good morning, good day, happy Sunday, and grand rising to every one of you. Today, this is Coach Reverend Melvie coming to you. Haven't done a podcast in a while, but lately I've been busy, and we're coming upon a total solar eclipse tomorrow, and today is April the 7th. Sunday, April 7th. Tomorrow's April 8th. Monday, April 8th. And we're coming up on a total solar eclipse. So during the week, I kind of slacked up a little bit and, you know, had been dealing with some headaches and on and off. My coach had already told me to start putting more fruits and vegetables into my system. And of course, ego decided, no, I want something sweet. So yeah, but then I took the sweets once I realized, I'm like, okay, you're losing your mind. And I took the, what was remainder of them and took them to work because I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is time to get it together. So I'm back on my vegetables and fruit tip. Trying to make sure I'm staying focused and meditating. Today is family day, so I'll be doing that as well. But it's all positive things to make sure that my psyche, my mental, my energy stays in the positive zone instead of listening to everything that's going on social media. And that was another thing I had to finally, I was like, ah, you know, if I'm going to be on social media, I'm going to tune into things that are positive. Which is the things that I like to do. So I started gorging myself into painting videos. You know, that's one of my passions. So it makes me happy to do that. Music and things like that and food, cooking, you know, ideas for cooking. So things that give me peace and joy. And also, of course, when I'm listening to my overnight meditations that help me sleep for positive thinking, positive affirmations, and just to keep, again, my energy, upper level and positive and not dive off into the things that keep the world living in fear. So I hope you all are doing the same thing. One thing I want to share with you today is the title of this. I'm going to call it Reflection or Deflection. Why do I call it this? And I'm going to write this down so I don't forget when I get ready to set it up in my so I can send it out in social media. So why do I call it that? Because basically this is about, are we giving our power away? Do you realize when you're giving your power away? Do you understand how you give your power away? Do you know that you can actually do it unbeknownst to you because you're so used to doing it? So what is it all about? Giving your power away. Basically, it is when we as people open up the door and allow others to project their opinions, their thoughts, their fears, and yes, their fears, they even though they don't know it and they don't realize it, upon you or another. It's like, I'm going to bring it from a standpoint of a woman. We're women. Oh, what she got on? We're good at that. She shouldn't wear that. She shouldn't do this because if she does, her husband is not going to love her anymore. Her husband's going to look at you and he's going to leave you. I remember when I did that and my husband, he didn't look at me the same way. Do you realize how that just happened? So when you jump into someone's life and tell them because this happened to you, it's going to happen to them. You just deflected what your fears are onto someone else. Or someone else, if you allow it and you don't catch it, you allow them to deflect their fears on you. So, and actually, in actuality, that person, when they're looking at your life, it's a reflection to them of things that they're, I don't even want to say in fear of, but the things that they realize that they weren't able to do or have in their own relationship, maybe a past relationship or whatever. I'm just giving one example. And because of that, they take that and they tell someone else because they see someone else being able to be that themselves and being able to dress a certain way and act, you know, in their relationship. And they look at them and say, no, you need to get it together. You know, and I've noticed this in some people. I've noticed it. It's like, and they will take their fears and they've actually, you know, they've actually said it. They've said it out loud. You know, I can't have this or I can't have gray hairs in my hair because, you know, it's all about my image. Well, first of all, your image is about what's on the inside. You could be the ugliest person in the world to some. And I'm not saying no one's ugly. I'm just saying you could be deflected or reflected as someone that will think that, you know, everyone's not attractive to everyone. Let's just put it like that. But some of us have a fear of not being liked because of what our hair looks like or because of a certain way we dress. You know, we are a very judgmental people. We judge people based on what we see on the outside, and we have not taken time to understand what's on the inside. We immediately judge. You know, how many times, I'm going to ask you this question, how many times have we invited others into our lives in judgment and critique, to judge and critique us? We don't even realize. Sometimes some people will just do it, and we just go, oh, really? And realizing we can stop that where it starts. Tell that person, excuse me, I didn't ask you for your opinion of what you thought I had on. I didn't ask your opinion what kind of, how my hair is. I didn't ask you your opinion of anything. As a matter of fact, what's going on in me and my marriage and how I'm dressing, if my husband has a problem with it, he's going to tell me. It's not for you to come tell me what's going on in my relationship when you don't know yourself. And this is why you hear some people tell others, how can you tell me about my relationship when you haven't been through one yourself? Because they're pushing back because they're like, you don't have the right to do that. I don't care what you've been through. I'm not you. You're not me. And what you've been through, I'm not going to go through. You know, they look at it from one standpoint and they feel like they have the right. Or I'm just helping you. No, you're actually deflecting your fears of how you think and how you want to be project, how you want to be looked, you know, seen to the outside to someone else. But we have to remember that we're all on different paths. We're not on the same path. And what happened to one person will not happen to another person. I've seen so many people do this. One person spoke into another woman's marriage. And it didn't hit me until literally today, because I have a client that I have to work with today. And this is the topic today about giving our power away. And these two women were having a conversation, and one of them was dealing with some issues with her husband. She was trying to work on her marriage. And the other woman, and now, like I said, now that I look at it, I'm like, wow, I get it now. Because, you know, I'm that observer and I hear things in conversation and I just kind of like take note. So the one woman spoke into the other woman's life and told her, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. And she named off everything that was going to happen if that woman decided to go back to her husband and take, you know, she said, this is how it's going to happen. And instead of the other woman deflecting and saying, hold up, you don't know what's going to happen, she allowed those words to penetrate in her spirit. And she started believing it and allowing it, because what we seem to forget is our words have power. Once you put it out into the atmosphere, you have given it power. It starts to manifest unless you deflect it, unless you get the power back for your own self and say, no, I give that back to you. You do not have the power to speak that negativity into my life or my relationship. So she allowed that those words, because she believed him. She put emotion to him. The minute you put emotion to him, you automatically give them power. So this is where we tend to mess up, because we love people and we care about people and they couldn't possibly be wrong. So we allow them to speak. This happens in childhood and we're kids and we don't understand what our parents are. You so stupid, you dumb, and you ain't going to be nothing. You hard headed. And all of a sudden, because of our emotions, we take that in as a child and we believe those things and we give those words power. Next thing you know, our life has taken shape based on what their fears were. Their fears. They have a fear that you're not going to be anything in life based on something, an action that you've taken or a word that anything that you've done or said, they feel like because of that, they start automatically reacting in fear. And they will deflect that fear onto you. But what you need to do is deflect the fear back. Give it back to that person. You have the power to tell them, no, you don't have that power to speak that into my life. You don't have the right. I did not invite you. I did not ask you for your permission. And thank you, but no thank you. Whatever your fears are, you can keep them, because your life is your life. This is my life. You don't have, and sometimes that may mean you may have to pull away from that person. You may have to pull away from that person because of their own fears. And going back to that relationship I was telling you about. So she allowed it, the other friend, to speak that into her life. Lo and behold, because of her emotional attachment to those words, everything that woman spoke into her life, it happened. And her marriage failed. Lo and behold, I found out years later that same woman that was speaking into her life was also trying to have an affair with her husband on the back end. There's a lot of people don't know about that, but that's the story I found out from the woman herself. So I'm like, oh, wow. you're kind of blown away by it, you know? So in essence, she could have actually saved her marriage. There were some situations going on, but I believe that it could have been averted had those words not been able to be put out in the universe like that. Words have power. So another way we give our power away, not just by allowing people to speak into us, but also by holding on, talking about a situation all day. Someone can come up to you and say some crazy stuff. They can start an argument with you. And the next thing you know, it's fueled a fire in you. And everything has been said. You walk off. And the next thing you know, you're mad about it. You're still thinking about it. You're still contemplating it. You're still in that midst of that whole scenario playing over and over and over. Those words are on repeat in your head. And part of you is wishing you had said this, wishing you had said that. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell her this. So you're still playing it over all day in your mind. It has control. You're still reacting. You're still angry and upset about it. It still has control of you. You're still holding on to it. It's in the past now because it's happened. But the thing about it is, the fact that you've attached all that emotion to it, the fact that you're still in that emotion of it, and you're talking about it still. Not only that, you're talking about it, you're thinking about it and talking about it. You're telling everyone else about it still. You're still feeding the fire of the flames of that fire. It can't die out because you keep throwing on more of the gasoline. You are your own worst enemy. We can be our own worst enemy when we feed the fire. Let the fire die out. Let it go. Stop reacting and stop giving it power. Look at the situation from the outside. Okay, can you look at the situation and see where it came from? Why is that person deflecting all that information onto you, all that anger? What's going on with them? You are a reflection to them. What do I mean by that? You are a reflection to them of their fear. Their fear. Some people will tell you things, you ugly, you this, that, and the other, you get on my nerves. It's a trigger for them. Whatever it is that's going on with you, this positive, most likely is a negative trigger for them, because it's something that either they fear, something that they wish they had, something that they wish they could have or could be or something. So because of their fear, instead of them being happy for you or looking at you in a positive fashion. They would rather instead throw dirt at you, negativity, slang, hash, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. They would rather just make it look like negative, and they would start a fight with you in an argument and give you negative words and vibes so you can feel like they feel. They, you know, misery loves company. So when they are able to cause you to be angry because they're angry, they've just succeeded. Okay, I'm not going to be angry by myself. Somebody else is going to be angry. We don't even realize sometimes when we do that, we throw our triggers, our fears, our anger, and whatever else this negative and low level energy onto someone else because of fear. Fear is the number one thing that causes us to do these things to each other. Key things to do to get over giving our key things to do to get past giving away our power or not giving our power away anymore. Number one, first of all, before you react, stop. Observe what's going on. You don't have to react just because that person is going off like that. If there's any way you can pull out of that situation without reacting and giving them even more fire to act a fool, pull out of it. People cannot stand silence. They hate it. Especially when they're up that far and they're far that far gone. They hate it. So what are we going to do? We're going to stop. We're going to not insert ourselves into the picture. And we're going to observe. And see, do I even need to respond? Is it necessary? Can I just walk away and let them have their moment? Because it has nothing to do with me. Second of all, if it is towards you, let it go. It's happened in the past. They said what they said. You know whether or not it's true. So don't attach anything to it if it's not true. Realize it's their fear and they're operating out of fear. And anger and everything else comes from fear. You're either operating out of love or you're operating out of fear. Everything else comes out of those two things. If you're operating out of fear, anger comes from it. If you're operating out of fear, depression comes from it. If you're operating out of fear, hate comes from it. If you're operating out of fear, unforgiveness comes from it. So you got to look at that situation for what it is. You have to say, no, I do not give that power to this person. Look at your own self in the mirror and go, are you really like that? You don't need someone else to tell you how you are or what you look like or how you dress. Because at the end of the day, you love what you bought what you wanted to buy because you liked it. Did you like it or did you not? And then at the same time, did you buy it because you're trying to please other people? By giving them power. Okay, they gonna like this if I buy this. If I wear this, everybody will like me. First of all, you need to find the love within yourself. That's another reason we give our power away, because we do not love ourselves enough. We say we love ourselves, but when we do those things and we buy those things and we act a certain way and we dress a certain way and we have our hair a certain way, who are you doing it for yourself? That's the key. Because whether they like it or not, it's not gonna matter if you did it for yourself. Who knows what any person is going through, whether it's low self-esteem, you know, who knows what emotional baggage they're carrying at that time. Whatever they're doing, whatever they feel they need to do to make them feel better until they can get past that. But it is not our right to throw our judgment upon anyone based on what we see, because we do not know what's on the inside of that person. And even if they are a family member, I don't care how close you think you are, we do not share we say we do. We don't. Because each one of us individually have fears, have traumas, have triggers that we have to personally deal with on an individual basis that even your closest sibling does not know about. And sometimes other siblings will get mad because how come she didn't talk to me? How come he didn't say anything? We didn't know they felt that way. Oh, they're just acting out. They're just jealous. You never know what a person is going through. So we deflect our fears because we don't understand what their fears are. So we have a room full of fears. Everybody's looking at everyone. Everyone's deflecting everything. You know, oh, we don't know what's wrong with her. Something's wrong with her. She's crazy. We love her, but she's crazy. You know, you get that all the time. Trust me, I've gotten it. I get it. I understand it. It's okay. I'm okay with who I am. I'm okay with being different. I'm okay that my nieces teased me. I'm okay that my nephew teased me. My nephews teased me. I'm okay with it now because I can look at it in love and be like, I'm just who I am. And either you're going to love me or you're not. You're going to accept me or you're not. It doesn't matter because every time I walk out that door, I walk out as who I am supposed to be, wholeheartedly 100% me, not for anyone else outside that door. Because at the end of the day, it's not your job. It's not my job to please the world. I'm supposed to take care of me. If I'm not happy for me, if my self-esteem is not good enough for me, then whatever anyone else thinks outside is not going to matter, because they can tell me as much as they want to, I'm still not going to be happy, because I'm going to tell you, I conformed to the world. I conformed, and I wasn't happy when I conformed. I was miserable. I was so miserable. You need to dress like this. You need to act like this. You need to be like this. This is what you need. And every last one of those people that told me something, their lives were no better than mine. Their lives were no better than mine. I would sit back and observe. You're telling me how to live my life, but your junk is just as... You're going through your hell too. So you can't tell me how to get better when you're not there. And even some people who are in a space that I would like to be, I sat back and observed them, and their life is full of hell. Full of hell. Full of hell. I've seen the ups and the downs. So at the end of the day, all of the outside materialistic shit that we grab onto and hold onto and add and make it a priority in our life does not matter one bit if your inside is completely discombobulated. So one thing we need to do is let the past go. Let it go. Let what somebody said immediately. Don't attach your emotions to it. Matter of fact, laugh if you need to. Laugh it off. And then ask yourself, that's not true. That's not true. That ain't true. That is not who I am. That's who they want. That's their fear. It is not fear of you. It's fear of they're deflecting their fear of what's going on in their own life onto you, because they want you to conform, and they want to have power over you, because they feel like they don't have power of their own lives. And a lot of people do that. They do that a lot. When they don't have control of their own lives, they will do what the hell they want to do to try to get power over you. I've been in that situation so many times. I've been lost. Oh my God, manipulated, gaslighted. I know what it all looks like. Trust and believe. You have to really start deprogramming yourself from all of the mess on the outside and the world and the news and the radio and social media, because you will be crazy if you're listening to all the wrong things. You won't sleep at night. You'll be getting headaches. You'll be stressed out. And then I'm wondering why I'm getting so many headaches, because you keep letting all that nonsense into your mindset and you're not getting it. If you shut it all down and go into the quiet, start getting out in nature. Nature is not aggressive unless it just needs to be, you know. Go walk in the park. Go sit at the beach. You know, do some things that are positive and calming. You know, grounding effects. Okay, getting back to some of the things. So one thing, let go. Let go of the past. How do you know when you've let it all go? How do you know when you've let that mess go that someone said or someone did? Number one is because you don't have an emotional attachment to it anymore. It doesn't affect you. You can think about that person and that emotion is gone. You can speak about that person in a positive fashion and it doesn't hurt. You don't break down crying, or you're not angry and screaming and yelling. Been through it all. Trust and believe me, it wasn't good. Healing is a process. Healing does not happen overnight. I just healed from a lot of things 20 years ago. Matter of fact, what is this? 2024. I didn't heal from a lot of things in my life until 2020. Nope. What is this? 2023. And these situations happened to me in 1998. In 1997. In 1986. You know, I can name some years and keep going. But I didn't heal from all those things until these last few years here in Tennessee. From 19 because those are some long years. That was a long time ago. From 2017 to 2024 right now, my healing process started. So I know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. And I've gotten a lot of healing done. I've never screamed, cried, and just all of it came out. Healing. Whew. I feel so much better about so many things. And there are some things that still come up, but they don't hit as hard as the big things that came out. So now when I look at the situation, I play it out. And then once I've played it out, I get it out of my system. And then I look at it for what it truly is. And then I take my power back. I find the good in it. Even in the midst of the bad, you can find the good within yourself. You can find what you learned out of that situation. You can find something that was positive about that whole situation, even past the bad. You begin to, you're not attached to it anymore. You don't talk about the situation anymore and all day. You don't react to it in a negative emotional fashion. You speak positively about the person. You don't necessarily get in, you know, go back into some type of relationship with that person, or, you know, a friendship or relationship or whatever it is. But you do put up your healthy boundaries. But they and that situation does no longer have power over you. The last one is a hard one for a lot of people. But it is necessary in order for you to get your power back and in order for you to heal. Forgiveness. You're not forgiving that person. You're forgiving the situation. You're forgiving them for yourself, because the more you can't forgive them, you are still reacting in fear, anger, hate, bitterness, all of that. It has power over you. When you can't forgive anything, you still have you are still allowing them to have power over you. You're still allowing that situation to have power over you. So the reason I said reflection or deflection, it's because when you look at a situation, anyone in your life, anything, it's always a reflection of you. Now, is it going to be a positive reflection or a negative reflection? That depends on you and how you react to it. Deflection. We can deflect our fears onto others. Others can deflect their fears onto us when we allow, or they allow us or them, to speak negative things into our lives or theirs. So your assignment is to be observant more. Are you allowing people to speak into your life? And if you are, how are you? And if you didn't allow them and they decided to go ahead and say something negative, you remember that you have the right to tell them, stop it right now, pump your brakes. And you have the right to speak up for yourself. I don't recall giving you or asking you for your input or what you think. You get to stop it right then and there. And if they get upset, then that just tells you where they are and where you are in the relationship. It's okay to let some things go. It's okay to set healthy boundaries. They need to be respected. So this is your assignment: reflection or deflection. Letting go. This is Coach Melvie. And forgiveness. This is Coach Melvie signing off. I hope you have a wonderful week. Enjoy this eclipse. keep it positive, and let's move forward. Blessings.